We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN here at 921, talking with Pottawatomie County Schools, specifically USD 320 Wamego Schools today, with Superintendent Tim Winter and Assistant Superintendent and Director of Instructional Services Scott Meitler. Scott has some details on a recent announcement of an adoption of some ELA materials. I had to find out what ELA stands for. It's English and Language Arts, correct?
Yep, it's a combination of all things with reading, learning to read, and literature, and writing, and like what we know about like nouns and verbs, and kind of put all together in one topic of English language arts. So, and if you hear a bunch of background noise, I'm actually lucky enough to be in a school with kids right now, and so you never know what kind of noises you'll hear in the background here. So I hope it's not too much, but it's nice to hear kids and things going on in a school just like normal. So anyway, yeah, let's talk about the English language arts curriculum. This process started several years before I got here. And the teachers had went through a lot of training on the science of reading. And so it shifted the way what we know about the way kids learn to read. And all things English language arts. And so they started out on a quest to find a curriculum resource that really supports that. And over the years in the research, we came to a product called CKLA, which is Core Knowledge Language Arts by Amplify. And man, we are so excited to have this curriculum resource adopted by our board on Monday night, and we'll implement it in the fall, this coming fall. Our middle school also will be adopting Amplify 6.8, which is the middle school version or the extension of CKLA that will be at the K-5. And it really is, the curriculum is really all about, based in the science of reading, and the company Amplify supports the professional learning for teachers in the science of reading. And I think what we'll notice, one of the biggest things we'll notice, is the rigor of the content is pretty high. And the kids and the teachers will be talking about topics way down in kindergarten that are still appropriate, but they are going to be much more rigorous than what we have been used to in the past, I think, really in general in education. So, and we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a whole new shift for us at the elementary and middle school level in the way we're teaching it, but it'll be a good change for us.
I imagine that's going to involve some extra training outside of the classroom for teachers.
Yep. And so we have ordered all the materials. They will be here within a couple of weeks. And then all of our elementary teachers and middle school ELA teachers will actually have their initial training on May 26th. So they can kind of go into the summer with their materials and with that, the beginning of the training, and be able to kind of think of it over the summer and dig down into it so that they're ready in the fall for it. And then we'll have more training and whatnot in the fall, of course, and next year too.
With the idea of this curriculum revision and change here, I guess what's the end goal here? Improved test scores here, or on state tests, or what's the goal here?
For sure, that is always state assessments, ACT scores, the things that the public sees. That's kind of always our visible scorecard that that the public sees. What we will also be looking at internally is just having a good solid core curriculum that supports a strong core. And then, that will serve at least 80% of our school district is also an MTSS school district. And so we're always kind of having this idea of like at least 80% of our kids need to be supported by the core curriculum. And then, then the other 20% that maybe is not, then we start looking at like a tier two or tier three intervention for them. But we want a curriculum resource that will support at least 80% of our students. And for this, we're talking specifically about reading, but, it also goes for math and science and social studies as well.
Okay. And so I see there's a CKLA night coming up later this month, I guess next week.
Yep, on April 20th. So, and it is posted, that link. It's going to be a virtual meeting for all parents that would be interested in hearing more about what to expect next year with with the ELA curriculum. It's on April 20th at 7 o'clock. The link is on our website. We've also posted it on our Facebook page. And both elementary principals, Mrs. Dow and Mrs. Flynn, they'll send it out to parents through an email as well. So we'd encourage anybody that wants to hear more about CKLA and what it's going to look like to join us virtually on a Google Meet next Tuesday.
All right, very good. And that's going to be full of good information here for any parents of students in the Wamego Public Schools. Tim, I understand you also have a special board meeting coming up at the end of April, April 28th.
Yes, we have a couple events coming up that I want to make people aware of. But April 28th, it is a special board meeting, and it was going to be entirely devoted to basically communicating with our community over our new strategic plan that has been formally adopted and approved by the board, but technically it's not formally implemented until this fall school year starts. But we've already started working on the details of that. But we want to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to hear about that and gain a clear understanding and ask questions. That's a big part of this event. So much of COVID has eliminated the opportunities for us to connect personally and in person with our community, and so we've lost some of that, and we want to start to bring that back as well. So that event is April 28th, 6 to 8 o'clock. It will be open to the public at the Wamego Middle School. We'll see if we have to have any limitations on capacity. I don't believe we will, because I know this is important, but we probably won't fill the house. But it will also be available live streamed, so people can view it on our YouTube channel. And we're going to talk, like I said, about strategic plan, redesign at the high school, COVID challenges, and what things are looking at moving forward, or looking like moving forward, and anything else is going to be fair game for our parents to submit questions ahead of time or to potentially ask questions that night at the event. Also, April 21st, Eric Coleman gave his student resource officer presentation at our board meeting, and he is working on a program that's called Prepped and Ready with some local agencies, health agencies, and they're going to present at multiple schools in Pottawatomie County, a live streamed event that people will attend physically at Wamego Middle School, but then it will be a live streamed event to that site. And the program Prepped and Ready is really about teen parenting and the challenges we face with teen parenting and the struggles that our teens experience. So we hope that's a well-attended event. That's again the 21st from 5:30 to 7 at Wamego Middle School. So a lot going on. The spring is always very full of activities. Our softball teams, baseball teams, golf and track are all having fantastic years so far, and I notched several victories. So we're getting out there attending those activities and enjoying the spring weather at this point in time.
I might just ask you real quickly. I know that the city of Wamego ended its mask policy earlier in the month, last week. What's the policy at the schools? Is that continuing through the rest of the school year, or how's that working?
Our current policy is still in place, which is masks in our schools. We have stopped taking temperatures at the beginning of the day, and students are able to just freely walk in our buildings. We are opening up to visitors more frequently, if the situation warrants that visitors, parents, community members need to come in the schools. We're opening up to that, not just 100%, but we are definitely doing those things. And we've also decided to eliminate the sneeze guards that are on desks, the trifold clear plastic dividers, because those are just they can be a nuisance. They can be hard to see through and hear around sometimes. But we've taken those down, and less students and parents would prefer that they keep them. But we've done some things like that, and then we are exploring what our next steps will be, and whether masks will continue all year long, or if we will start to phase that out and make it more optional or in specific situations. That is being discussed, and I would anticipate in a couple of weeks we'll have further information about that.
All right. Well, navigated it very well here through the school year. I think a lot of schools have, and to the best of their abilities, and it's nice to see we've made it through without really any interruptions. It's been pretty good so far. Tim, appreciate the time as always, and Scott, very nice to meet you here today. We appreciate you being on the program.
Yep, nice to meet you, and thanks for having me again.
You bet.
Thanks, Brandon. Have a great week.
You too. Well, look forward to talking to you guys again down the road. And Tim Winter is the superintendent at Wamego Schools, and Scott Meitler, the assistant superintendent and director of instructional services, will stay tuned. We'll have Jim Jeanette up next from Manhattan Area Technical College on News Radio KMAN.